Organic Gardener listeners, this is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, worm farmer, entrepreneur, horse lover, and Dr. Bug Lady. It's a pleasure to be with you. My guest this hour is horse trainer and champion Matthew Sheridan. I am delighted to have him as my guest. He leads the way when it comes to advancing knowledge of horses and horsemanship. And if there's a question you would like to ask Matt or myself during the live broadcast of this hour of the Easy Organic Gardener, you can call 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. When you call during this hour, you'll receive a free $25 Arbico Organics gift certificate that you can use to purchase any of Arbico Organics' natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, livestock, and pet. And if you're listening to a rebroadcast and have a question you would like to have answered, you can always send me an email at drbuglady@arbico.com, drbuglady@arbico.com. You're always welcome to call Arbico Organics during our regular business hours, and one of our specialists will be glad to help you out. The phone number is 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS. How could I do it? Forget that. Be sure to go online, order your free Arbico Organics catalog, which contains a $10 off coupon for you to use toward your next purchase. You can always check out the Arbico Organics Facebook page. I love it when you like us, and you can follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. Now I'm going to tell you about my amazing and inspiring guest. Matt Sheridan is a fifth-generation horseman who for the past 23 years has successfully trained and shown horses in a variety of breeds and events. Matt is keenly interested in advancing others' knowledge of horses and horsemanship through clinics, training, and lessons. His focus is teaching others to have responsive horses that move well beyond the basics of the present horsemanship movement. Matt uses his horses to help others see what they can achieve through practical applications to riding. And having a diverse background, growing up riding, cutting, team penning, and roping horses as a youth to training ranch and wild horses in Nevada as an adult, Matt has developed his own unique approach to horses and people. He believes that riding should not be a complex set of rules, but a pattern of good guidelines. In other words, the emphasis is on being consistent with one's horse in order to educate the animal. This concept also holds true with people. Matt has won numerous championships, way too many to mention, and he also has a BA in business administration and a teaching credential in special ed. He currently operates his horse training business, Matt Sheridan Performance Horsemanship, from his beautiful facility in Tehachapi, where he works with non-pro riders. Having grown up in an agricultural family, he's been using biological fly control and our little fly eliminators for over 30 years. And now I would like to invite Matthew Sheridan to join me. Hi, Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Sherry. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Oh, what a pleasure. I can't believe we just got to visit at the Pomona Horse Show about, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, just a few weeks ago. That was wonderful. It's good to catch up with you guys like we always do.
You know something, I am so impressed with what you are doing. I really had no idea. You know, you're so kind to stop by the booth, and you always say hi, and, you know, I just had no idea, though, what you are all involved in. And so I want to be sure everybody knows how to find you. His website is mattsheridan.net, mattsheridan.net, and beautiful website, Matt. I'm telling you, you've got all kinds of pictures and talks about your training and the clinics, and my goodness, what do you do with all those awards? You must have a whole building just to house them.
I wish that was true. Now, the buckles, they keep real nicely in a drawer, and then you just wear them one at a time or loan them out to the kids. The trophies and whatnot, of course, we have scattered around the house, so it's kind of a nice little memento of our success.
Well, I'm very impressed. I had no idea. You're so, you're not boastful, let's put it that way. So, you know, we're glad to have you on the East Organic Gardener. So much of gardening, when you think about the history, our history, which is so rich, the history of the United States in particular, the horse has played an enormous role. And I know your family going back five generations in the horse industry and farming. Tell us a little bit about your family. I'm really interested to hear about it and also what it was that inspired you to fall in love with horses and stay involved.
Well, we could definitely go more than your hour show to talk about my family history. It's very rich and lengthy. I think the big difference between my family and sometimes when you hear about families that have a history of horsemanship is that we really always were around horse shows, horse sales, equine dentistry and veterinary work, things of that nature. So it's a little different history than maybe what you hear from some folks at times that maybe have more ranching background. My family actually started out in Missouri with my great-great-grandfather. He was down there as basically a horse salesman, trainer, showman. And at that time, of course, there were no cars. So you had to have somebody that could basically fix your horse for you so you could keep riding him. And that was his deal. And he was also, as I understand it, a veterinarian and did a lot of veterinary work. And that was probably par for the course back then. And then my great-grandfather moved up from Missouri, made his way up towards Arkansas area, and also had a very large stable up there and did essentially the same thing as my great-great-grandfather. And he would then sell horses, did a lot of buying, selling, but also showed quite a few horses. And I guess that was the way you got your name out there, just like it is today, that if you kind of want to get the better horses and get a little more notoriety, you have to get out there and have a little bit of success. And then moving on to my grandfather, he was truly the showman of the family and the first family member that I actually knew personally. And my grandfather was one of the greatest showmen I have ever seen in my life. And he was a very funny guy too. Was phenomenal in the show pen, would do things that would just blow people's minds. And then he'd come out of the show pen and they'd ask him how he'd do something. And he was very nonchalant about the whole thing. Just kind of like, well, you know, if they wanted to say, hey, how'd you get your horse broke to shoot the gun off of him? He'd say, hand me the gun. He'd fire three or four rounds out. And then he'd say, that's how we did that. You know, he'd kind of just not really tell the whole story. And then the stories he would tell usually were not as great as the truth of what he'd really done. So that was kind of interesting. And then when he got to my dad, my dad was more interested in the ranching, so was starting to move away from more of the show horses of traditional gated horses, three gated, five gated. We did a lot of race horses in the family, cart horses, things like that. And my dad was probably that big shift where he moved more into the ranching interest. And he worked feedlots here in the States, actually rodeoed for a while. Worked down in Australia where he and my mom married, and then came back stateside, and then I came along after that, and then of course I was born, and I'm the fifth generation in the deal, and my sons and daughters are hopefully going to be the sixth generation in this deal. But you ask about love. How did I become interested in this? And if I'm hogging too much time, just cut me off. But I became interested probably genetically. You can't really say that I did this because I just was forced into it, because I don't think you can force someone to love what you do. But always was around the horses, had an opportunity to play with them, and started to develop my own ideas very early in life. And so I started thinking about things. I have kind of a different way of perceiving things. And so I was always curious about the horse and how the horse thought and reacted and felt. And that really moved me into the whole horsemanship movement and even away a little bit from just ranching or just showing, and kind of thinking in terms of how do we get the horse to respond and work with us better. So.
Well, you know, that's what it is. I mean, I love it when you say it was genetically, it happened genetically. I mean, when you're around the horses, day in and day out, I mean, they're just part of your family in so many ways. And you begin to see the different nuances and their personalities. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Matt Sheridan. For those of you who are listening, if you have a question about horses, gardening, fleas and ticks, we're here to answer, and the number to call is 877-300-7645. Don't go away, because we are coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is Matt Sheridan, a fifth-generation horseman who for the past 23 years has successfully trained and shown horses in a variety of breeds and events. Welcome back, Matt.
Oh, hey, thanks for having me back.
You are welcome, so welcome. And, you know, this whole trend towards urban farming includes horses. People are gearing up more for growing their own food, and they see this opportunity, an entrepreneurial opportunity, as well. And so along with growing their own food and being able to sell what they have left, they're also bringing in livestock, and the livestock are part of the whole urban farm situation where the horses are being used as working animals, and as well as in, as you have talked about in your family, how horses became a part of, you know, just showing the breeds and trading and buying and selling, and so there's this whole other component to growing and farming that I think is really important, that sort of gets overlooked. People kind of forget that that's part of, in a way, it's part of being a farmer. And but anyway, let's talk a little bit about, tell us, you know, what it's like training and showing trail and versatility horses, especially for all these competitions. We need to learn about this.
Yeah, well, you know, I think when anybody's raised in a family like I was, you have to find your niche. There's just so many different avenues you can go down, and if you try to do what the generation before you did, you may be as successful, you may not. And so I was very interested early on in like pleasure horses, a lot of arena type horses and trail especially. And I kind of glommed towards trail. I found it very challenging. Going around in circles in the arena was a little bit boring for me. But the trail classes were very challenging because it was a matter of trying to teach a horse to maybe go through something he wasn't naturally inclined to go through, or to help a horse just gain confidence. So while I was using it for getting to the show pen a lot of times on the trail side, the truth of the matter is it was helping every horse I was riding and have been riding since. On the versatility side of things, again, it's a greater challenge. It's a five-event competition, so you're not just doing one thing. So you need a horse that's really versatile, that has a lot of capability in many areas. And some trainers, they kind of tend to focus on keeping the horse more of a cow horse, reiner type, and some more maybe more trail and the ranch riding portion of the competition. I really tried to get my horses well-rounded. And, of course, the trail and the arena background helped me a bunch because that helped me with the ranch riding and the trail portion. Then on the cow work and the reining, I'm still to this day working on mastering it to the level I want to master it. But I was raised around cow horses quite a bit, so it wasn't too big of a challenge.
And I'm looking
at any other questions on that?
Well, lots, actually. As you are speaking, I'm looking at the pictures that you sort of have like a slideshow on your website. And boy, oh boy, I mean, I see you standing on horses, all different kinds of horses, not standing on them, but you're working with every kind of horse imaginable. And, you know, I see, cattle and, there's just something very romantic about the horse and, you know, how it has played such an important part in our history. And to see your pictures, it's as if you're looking at every kind of facet in a way of horsemanship. And it's really amazing what you've done. I mean, clearly it has taken five generations, you know. I mean, and where your facility is absolutely beautiful. I mean, just gorgeous, and the mountains, and it definitely is it's a paradise for people that love the outdoors and want to commune with nature. Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the things that these are your personal accomplishments in the horse world. I mean, all these awards and championships and media and the horses that you've trained. I mean, you are pretty famous.
Oh, thank you. The point of getting to where you can actually win those awards, I think it's a journey. And I remember 25 years ago when I was entering in the new classes that I'd never shown in. My wife and I would come home from a show, and sometimes I was frustrated. I thought, hey, my horse really showed good. I don't know why that judge didn't award me a higher placing. You know, and sometimes it was only a second or a third. I wasn't that far out of it. But just struggling with figuring things out. And I think the awards, you know, I gave you just a couple years worth of things that we've won, and we were kind of on a hot streak there where it was just wonderful. But when you look at the saddles and the trophies and the stirrups and the buckles and the money and all of that, it's kind of what it points to is basically that I worked really hard to figure some stuff out, and I finally figured out what the judges want. And I think that's the key to being successful, especially when showing. With horsemanship, being successful is not violating your horse, being kind to your horse, letting your horse learn without upsetting him or making his life worse. Sometimes we have to take him deep into the forest to get him comfortable, but we're going to bring him out of that forest too. Same thing with showing. I went deep into the forest and didn't experience the success I wanted early on, and came home frustrated. And my wife did ask those questions. Why do you keep showing? Why do you keep going out there? I said, because I have to figure this thing out. I have to figure out what it takes to win. And, you know, I was really blessed. I got tied into the National Foundation Quarter Horse Association and had some folks send me some really nice horses to work with. And I went up there and just had an awesome run with the Trail Futurities and the Versatility shows, and ended up with some National High Point horses and things like that. So, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where it's really cool to win all that stuff. But I think the journey of getting to where you win it is the key. You know, and I've been blessed with some great horses to work with along the way. So they've really carried me too. So when I'm not all there, they are.
I love the way you give credit to the horse. It's important, you know, after all. They are so amazing. We had horses ourselves, and right now I have a horse cemetery because they got old and died. And so I'm on the verge of getting some new ones, and there's plenty of them to go around, that's for sure. I haven't quite decided where to go and how to do it. And there's so many of the rescue horses that that's probably where I'll end up getting myself a few of them. But we mostly are trail riders. And, you know, when I was a kid, we used to get involved with showing a little bit, but, not too much. And there's just such a thrill, being around such an enormous animal with such great, compassion. We're going to take another quick break. They come fast and furious, and before we know it, we'll have another break. So we're going to be right back with Matt Sheridan. For those of you who are listening, take a quick break. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is the amazing champion horse rider and trainer, Matthew Sheridan. Welcome back, Matt. And, I tell you,
everything.
What's that?
Did I say it's good to be back every segment? I guess I'm glad you just keep me on the air.
I'm telling you, Winston Churchill said there is something about the outside of a horse that is good for the inside of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? I'll tell you. Well, you know, like I keep talking about, you know, kind of circling back, because there's this whole idea of gardening and farming and horses. They go hand in hand. It's an interesting, it's interesting to notice. We got started, our business got started raising a little tiny insect called a fly parasite or fly parasitoid. We call it the fly eliminator. And that little insect, of course, has been used by many horse owners and, of course, other livestock owners, feedlots, dairies, poultry, swine facilities, racetracks, for many, many, many years. And the interesting thing was that we started with our main body, though, of users were horse owners, people with 2 to 5 horses in the backyard. And what we noticed about them is that if you had a horse, you generally had a few dogs. And if you had a few dogs, you generally had a garden. And if you had a garden, well, you know, it's just one thing kind of led to another. And so that's what sort of built our business, was that people had other needs other than fly control. They had flea and tick control, and they had aphid issues in their garden, and they had soil needs. And so that's sort of how it is not sort of. It is how our business grew, because the farmers who had the horses also had the the growing needs, you know, what do I do about pests in the soil? What do I do about pests on my plants? What do I do about diseases and critter control and that kind of thing? So anyway, it's wonderful having you on the show. And let's go over to a little bit of a topic that I think is really important. And that's, you know, your sense of how you work with a horse. I mean, and I love that you talk about this works for people too. You talk about my 5 steps to better body control with a horse. And this is the program for training all horses and riders. So let's hear a little bit about that.
Okay. Really, with the 5 steps, what it is it's thinking in terms of body control on a horse. And I was even thinking back to the last segment when you were talking about maybe getting that next horse, and it may be a rescue horse or something of that nature. And this really applies to that. The 5 steps is essentially we start with a circle. So everybody probably has their concept of what a circle looks like when they ride their horse or work their horse. We're looking for certain things in that horse when we make that circle, though. We're looking for softness in the head and neck and shoulders, a good bend to the body, and engagement with the hindquarters. So that's stepping essentially inside the circle when they're walking forward. Now, we don't do this through mechanized gizmos or gimmicks or anything like that. It's actually one rein, one leg. That's all I use for my basic program. And it's basically telling me both the trainability of the horse and getting the horse to balance, and balance is very important, because I'm sure most people have ridden a horse that had a horse stumble or trip or fall down with them, and a good balanced horse, he might stumble, but he recovers. The horse is out of balance, he'll tend to want to go towards that other end, which is falling. So the first step is just making a circle, engagement with the hindquarters, and we use our inside rein, inside leg, and with that, I only have 3 hand positions. Sounds kind of simple. So we use a directional rein. The second position, most folks would know that as a one rein stop. And we don't call it a one rein stop. And the reason why is because there are specific things, again, looking for balance in my horse that I'm looking for. I want to see the horse pivot on the inside foreleg. I want him stepping up and under with his hindquarters. I want him soft through his head, neck, shoulders, and body. So again, there's a little different look. If you ask 10 people what a one rein stop looks like, you're probably going to get at least 7 different answers. Our third position, so let me recap actually before I go on. First position, hindquarters engaged to the inside. Second position, hindquarters engaged to the outside. Most people call it disengagement, but my dressage background, yes, I have that too. they really taught me to talk about engagement, so I think of moving hindquarters as engagement. Third position is shoulders engaging to the outside, or what people might call a shoulder yield. This, we lift the rein up towards the neck, but we don't ever pull the horse. It's more like creating an idea. And using the same rein, same leg, we then create impulsion to the outside of the circle. And then our fourth position, since I only have 3 rein positions, I've obviously used all 3 rein positions now. So we move our hand back to what would be our first position, except we change our feet now. We use an outside leg, which drives the shoulders back inside and creates what we would call a spin or a turn on the haunches. And then our final position, which is really a culmination of working both the left and the right side of the horse, is done in position 5, which is, again, going back to the second hand position, but using both reins to create stop, back, and collection in our horse. So from that, pretty much you can teach a horse to do anything. I know I said it really fast, so they may want to go to YouTube and watch the videos. It helps. If you go under Matt Sheridan Performance Horsemanship, we actually have 2 videos, one on the ground and one under saddle. Maybe not the best video quality, but there's a little bit of a written statement that goes with that to kind of help folks along as well.
So, you know, for people that are listening, they don't have a horse. You know, people are amazed with horses. They, you know, they're in awe of them. They see their living art. What's your recommendation to people who don't have horses yet? You know, that might be thinking about getting a horse, and maybe they think it's too expensive, or they're afraid of falling or getting kicked. What's your advice?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. Maybe the first thing before I even get into getting the horses is something, and I think you alluded to it with your question previously, is that when we work with a horse, whether it be over the fence, just visiting a farm or ranch, or we're taking less lessons or we're in training or we're showing or whatever. I really believe that a horse brings out who a person is, and you learn a lot about yourself from horses. The horse can help you. It's therapeutic in a lot of ways if you allow the horse to be that. Because if we're impatient, the horse will bring out our impatience. If we're afraid, the horse brings out our fear. If we're worried, that will come out too. So whatever it is, if we're confident, the horse will be confident for us. So really understanding who we are, our emotions, is maybe the first step. But getting into more what would I advise somebody on, really, if you're looking, you're just a recreational rider, you just want to do this as kind of a fun aside deal, I would recommend finding a good trainer, somebody preferably with a very good reputation in your area, and go and visit them, watch them work a little bit, and then maybe take some lessons. It's certainly the most affordable way to do things. And then if you go out and you're riding on a rental string or something like that, it just makes it that much easier for you to get along with the rental horse. If you're looking to buy, there's always the lease option, which means you don't have the initial outlay of purchasing the horse. You just have to cover feed and board and any training that might go along with that, along with your health care. And then the third option, of course, is the purchase, which is the greatest expense because you have the cost of buying the horse plus all the maintenance and upkeep that goes along with that. But that would be kind of, if we're looking at different levels that we could go with the cost of horsemanship, the initial outlay for somebody who's taking lessons, fairly inexpensive. I mean, lessons aren't cheap because you're paying for somebody's time and opinion and expertise, but certainly a lot less expensive than the other end, which is buying. Along the way, again, getting back to the trainers, find somebody who has a good reputation. Look at their facility. Look at how they work with their customers. Is their personality going to work with yours? Those are things to examine. You know, if you're a bold, confident rider, you're probably going to be able to work with just about anybody. But on the flip side, if you're not confident, you're going to need somebody who's reassuring but will also push you at the same time. Because if you just work with somebody who's reassuring, you may never grow, and that's
there
not
going to
help you.
And that's what it's all about, growing. So sorry to cut you off there, Matt, but we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to hear some more about horsemanship and Matt Sheridan's technique. So don't go away. We're coming back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great.
Civilians Love LARPs is a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, your host, and my guest is the passionate Matthew Sheridan. He is an amazing horse trainer and champion, and he leads the way when it comes to advancing knowledge of horses and horsemanship. Welcome back, Matt. This is our last segment, and I have another little quote. It says, "The essential joy of being with horses is that it brings us in contact with the rare elements of grace, beauty, spirit, and fire." Pretty nice. Amen. So let's talk a little bit about your five steps to better body control with a horse, and also what are some of the obstacles that we find when you work with riders. How does it relate, you know, to life away from the arena versus in the arena?
Okay. Well, we kind of covered rapidly. I went over the five steps in the last segment there. And when we think of that, really what it is, if you look at control of the hindquarters inside, control of the hindquarters outside, control of the shoulders outside, control of the shoulders inside, and then ultimately the culmination of what riders want, which is stop back and give to the bit. This is just a way of us testing what we're doing with a horse. So you may have noticed when I went through the five steps that the fifth step was stop back and collection. It wasn't the first step. And that really goes contrary to our human nature. Human nature says, I need to control things. I need to get control of this right now. It's getting away from me. And so when we're working with a horse, the thing that we want most needs to be the last thing we ask of the horse, because it's also the first thing he's going to go against, or she, whatever the horse might be. But if I pull back on a horse, his natural instinct is to run forward. His fear is worry about being restricted or contained. And so if I pull back, is my first response, his first response is to run through that pressure, and then I don't have a very soft, giving horse. How does that affect me in the arena? How does that affect me on the trail? Well, in the arena, it's not too bad. You're usually fenced in, so as old Ray Hunt used to say, I can ride a horse as fast as he can run. And so if I have an arena, I guess as fast as the horse wants to go, I could be with him.
But, I like it.
Yeah, but knowing that I have that body control is critical. For show purposes, obviously, we need it. For general riding, it's nice to have. When I used to do a lot of backcountry horsemen rendezvous, I used to go in, and one of the first questions I would ask folks was, how many of you want a performance horse? And almost nobody would raise their hands because they're packing, they're riding up in the mountains, they're pulling their mules around and setting up camp. I said, How many of you guys want your horse to be able to turn around on the side of a shale slide, or turn around on the side of a shale slide or a cliff or whatever? And they all raise their hand. Oh yeah, I want my horse to do that. I says, so you all want a performance horse. You just don't want a performance horse in the sense of an arena horse. And so, when we work with people, you really have to take the training that we do in the arena or on the trail or in the round crawl or wherever it might be, and then go and apply it to your discipline, whatever that may be. When I go outside, if my horse gets excited, I'm going to work with him. I'm going to help him calm down. I was at a branding a couple weeks ago, and it's been kind of bad weather. I know I'm in California. How often do we get bad weather out here? Not very. But we had had some rain and snow come through because we're up higher, and so my horses have been in the barn, and I just didn't have a chance to go out and ride because the weather was just too bad as far as using the arenas. We get to the branding. My gelding's kind of up. He's kind of excited. The natural tendency is to start jerking on him and trying to get him settled down. Instead, I would ride along, and I just reach down the rein and circle him and push his body around using my basic exercises. And then as soon as I felt his body relaxed, I'd ride back into the herd and start swinging my rope to pick up a calf or whatever. And any time I felt like there was tension, I would just work to take that tension out of his body. So I use that in a real working situation. You might be going down the trail and your horse wants to trot. Well, maybe we could use some body control to get him to be busier doing what you want him to do rather than what he wants to do. That makes sense?
Absolutely. And that, and like you said, it works with people as well.
Yeah. Well, and you know, people, horses and people are different and they're the same. When you think in terms of people, no two of us are the same. We're designed uniquely and differently, and that's what's so wonderful about human beings. In the sense of horses, each horse is unique and different. So I have to tweak my program as I work from horse to horse. Same thing with people. One person, you can yell at them, and they can take it. Another person, you whisper, and you can practically crush them. And so we need to be sensitive to people and to horses. Obviously, they're different, but our treatment, our recognition of their sensitivities is the same, in that if we become more acutely aware of their need, we're probably going to be a better communicator with horses and with people.
And communication is so important. I mean, that's how we all get along. And I really appreciate what you do. Let's talk a little bit about your job with the school district and how you work with them as a transition coordinator.
Okay. Yeah, years ago, my whole plan was to actually just train horses. And then it changed. I loved working with kids through church and stuff. And so I said, man, how can I marry this thing? And I was out there working with kids on the weekends and finally ended up at a horse camp up north, actually the biggest one in the state of California, and was hoping to take over the management of that program for them, and that would have been a perfect marriage for me. The only marriage I got out of it was my wife, and I'm not complaining one bit. But that led me back to going back to school and thinking about where can I have the greatest impact and still make a living. And so I went back, got my teaching credential, went into the classroom for a number of years, and then about 3 years ago had the opportunity to actually take over the transition position for the school district I was working for. And that is essentially a school-to-work-based program where we take special needs students and we find them jobs. We do this through grants and through contracts that we have, both federal and state grants and contracts. And we go out there and we meet with employers and we do some subsidized hires and get kids to work. Of course, with my agricultural background and thinking in terms of farming and horses and all of that, I'm always trying to push to get the students to go to work for a vineyard or an orchard or maybe somebody who's farming in the valley or a therapeutic riding program or something like that. I still am constantly pushing and trying to marry up the whole agricultural theme with education. I think it's something we've lost, and it breaks my heart that we are not more agricultural than we are in this country these days, especially with our up-and-coming future generations.
Well, and I applaud you for, you know, being a leader in and helping to be a steward of of that transition between what it is to, you know, live in a neighborhood and what it is to actively participate in some form of farming. And, you know, as you said, it's something that we've lost, and yet at the same time we're seeing a resurgence. And so it's good people like yourself who are out there helping to show the way and guide people so that they can make those kinds of decisions that ultimately are so fulfilling because it's working directly with nature day in and day out.
That's true. Yeah, and, you know, I'm blessed. I get to work around agricultural people all the time. You through your company and work with some other feed companies that are trying to be good stewards of the land and use good health practices as far as their management of their products. So we're very much all about that. We even do the homesteading here at our place. So my wife does the gardening and the milk goats and all that.
Wow, that is amazing. I don't know how you get it all done. I mean, you have so much going on. No, seriously, when you go to your website and you look at all the stuff going on, it's just, I'm thinking, my God, it's, you know, just between keeping everything cleaned up and orderly and feeding all the animals and, you know, getting the people there and out, I mean, it is a lot of work.
It is. That's true. But, you know, we're blessed. We have some great kids. They're involved in agriculture. My one daughter's actually looking at becoming an ag science major in college. You know, so good family. We all pull together and get the job done every day of the week that we have to get it done.
And that's what it's all about, getting the job done and enjoying what we do and having our work be love expressed. And I just want to thank you so much for joining me this hour. And, Matt, I'll look forward to seeing you again at the next horse show. And good luck with everything that you're doing. I'm just so happy to know you. And my hat's off to you. Keep up the great work. And next week we're going to have another wonderful guest. And so for those of you who are listening, please make it a great, easy organic gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, environmentally and sustainably yours.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.